I invite you to be seated as we listen to the morning's first scripture. This is Psalm 145. We begin with verse 8. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and His compassion is over all that He has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your faithful shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of the kingdom and tell of your prayer, to make known to all people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all His words and gracious in all His deeds. The Lord upholds all who are failing and raises up all who are bowed down. The word of the Lord. Our scripture, the scripture is the word of God for the people of God. And we read it in the midst of the people of God. If you are willing to stand and able to do so comfortably, please stand that we might honor the scripture. This is Matthew 25. These are verses 31 through 36. Listen as Jesus spoke. Listen to what He said and listen to what He says to us. When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will put the sheep at His right hand and the goats at the left. Then the King will say to those at His right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave Me food. I was thirsty, and you gave Me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed Me. I was naked, and you gave Me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of Me. I was in prison, and you visited Me." We are blessed by the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I'm giving the head signal to Paya to head on up here. We had planned to do our annual conference report, and I talked to Melba, and we agreed on a date and set it. And I shared that with the church here and with the church in Jefferson Avenue. And then Melba had a commitment that she couldn't get out of, so she wrote hers. Come on up here, kiddo. She wrote hers and gave it to me to read for her, and she made this poster thing, and I don't know much. We'll set this out there. I'll take this at the end of the service so you can kind of look. Isn't she wonderful being able to put stuff together like that? Paya was also, and why don't you begin by telling all of what all of the people that were part of our congregation or that went and everything you want to do there.
Good morning, everyone. The people that went with us to our new conference was Melba, Pastor Peter, Paula Freitag, Pastor Neil, Lucy, my husband, myself. We also had registered Phyllis, and one of the Tongan students that I left, her name is Mina now, and also my husband and I. And that was quite a bunch that went. I didn't print mine.
Well, I'll read Melba's.
Okay.
Oh, do you want yours?
Yes. Sorry. I'm making him work for me this morning.
The truth is, I work for her all the time. She's the one that has things organized.
Okay. So I wrote a report, and hopefully it covers for all of us Tongans that were there. One person that stuck out a lot was the keynote speaker. Her name was Reverend, I better get to it before I lie, Salvatera? I don't know how to say her name, but she was really good. She spoke about food and water and all those fun things. But let me get back to my report. The 2017 Annual Conference of the Rocky Mountain, Mountain Sky Area. Theme, Living into Beloved Community. This annual conference is the first that my husband and I, Paul Ngalamoitutulu Kelemeni, have attended as lay delegates and as members of the United Methodist Church. We have gone a few times just to sing, and that was it. We are honored to have attended annual conference. Annual conference warmed our hearts as our first openly gay bishop, Karen Oliveto, and the cabinet began with our worship service. During worship, there were babies being baptized, and all were invited to different stations to be blessed with water and the Spirit. The last few encounters that I've had with Bishop Oliveto has been nothing but uplifting, inspirational, and loving. Personally, I think a leader like Bishop Oliveto is the epitome of loving God, family, friends, church, and community. Bishop Oliveto received a few gifts. However, she gave the gift of joy and laughter Saturday afternoon as she danced her way out of the venue to Abba's Dancing Queen. I hope that we can live into beloved community no matter where we are in the spectrum of faith. Ngalo and I attended one of the plenaries, which was for lay leadership or lay speaking, lay ministry. I was really hoping we can learn more about lay ministry. I hope to learn more another time because it became almost like a session of letting people know this is how you should do it. And the leaders, we kind of went way left and off from what we were doing. We voted on a few things during annual conference. One that stands out in my mind is the merging of the Yellowstone Conference and the Rocky Mountain Conference. Some are hesitant and others look forward to the merge. I believe that there are pros and cons for this merger, but I know that God will take care of all church businesses. We're disappointed that we missed Friday's work day. Everyone was supposed to go and pick out where you're going to go and work. And I was supposed to go and sew, but I ended up not going. Sewing food bags to give to one of the schools that have a lot of family who are in poverty. And when they take those bags to school, they fill them with food and take them home. So that's what I was supposed to do, and God forgive me. I will do it next time. We were disappointed with that. We had other church duties with the Tonga Fellowship. Our Tonga Fellowship and Tongan families at First Aurora UMC and the Tukutau pastors out in Greeley, along with the Tonga representatives from Utah, were asked to sing. Our Tonga Fellowship families prepared a meal Saturday afternoon to share with all the Tongans that wanted to sing with us. It was a great turnout for us, and we did our best to sing God's glory on Sunday. There's so much more to learn and stay informed about in our conference. I hope that I can grasp more so that I am knowledgeable with what goes on in our conference. I look forward to many years of attending annual conference. Hopefully, other Tongans will join in as there's a lack of resources available to Tongan ministry. I believe that if we join, not only as Tongan United Methodists, but as a community of faith, we will be strong as a unit in our conference. May God's peace, guidance, and love embrace, surround, and fill our hearts. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Paya did a great job of bringing together some of the feedback from all of the Tongans and all of the gatherings there, and we're grateful for that. I understand there was a bit of a glitch. I am glad to know that when they were reading the appointments, Paul Kotke failed to read Neo's appointment as the lay pastor here. It proves that he is human as well, that Paul Kotke is human as well. But we were appointed, you're it, I'm it, and we're here, buddy. No getting out of it. And that does bring great joy, both to me and I hope to Neo. I don't know. I haven't checked with him. Here is what Melba wrote that we might share that. I love annual conference. I've been attending since 1997. I come away inspired and challenged. I enjoy seeing and visiting with pastors and others who have been part of Burns Church family. and she has some listed. Dick Vickery, Jane Lothsfold Schwein, Lester Husby, Sione and Olympia Tukatau, Aaron Gray, Onsong Lee, Onyu Yi, Will Morris, etc. I love singing with a group of 600 or more Christians. I learn so many new things and meet so many new people. It is exciting. This year seemed to be exceptionally spirit-led, enthusiastic, and organized. The group of young people, 50 youth and many young pastors, who attended provided a hopeful sign of church vitality. Our bishop was a dynamic, compassionate, and passionate leader. The theme? Living in beloved community. Living in beloved community. It was developed by the speakers, and the focus was on the passage from Micah. He has shown you, O mortals, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To love mercy, to walk humbly, we are all feet of clay, are we not? Let me try that again. To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your Lord. We also heard the scripture that we just read this morning from Matthew 25. The mission immersion, which Pia alluded to, attended, there were six or eight different immersions you could do, attended by more than 600 people. And they focused on food and water security and basic necessities of life. She said it was educational, and she attended The Land, a future church in Southeast Aurora, around Exposition and Piccadilly Road. Although it is still just 10 acres of prairie with a huge labyrinth, the project is developing to provide gardens, fruit trees, and nut trees, as well as meeting space. The young people who are developing the ministry have vision and energy. My favorite speaker addressed the laity session, Dr. Robin Dickinson from the Community Supported Family Medicine in Inglewood, Colorado, spoke on personal experience with food insecurity. She had a busy medical practice and two young children. Suddenly, she suffered a series of strokes which left her unable to function. Within a short time, the family was totally in poverty. Her experience with poverty led her to get food stamps and Medicaid. It was life-saving and gave family the hope while she recovered. Her experiences were eye-opening. The memorial service celebrated the lives of 21 clergy and clergy spouses who died in the past year, as well as the closure of two United Methodist churches, James United Methodist Church and the Mesa United Methodist Church. The ordination service was beautiful and uplifting. The combined Tongan choir sang at this service. It was wonderful. And that from Melba. She has some more there that you can share. Just really briefly now, I want to add just a couple of my comments. One of the big things going on is the merger of the Rocky Mountain Conference, which is about 259 churches, and the Yellowstone Conference, which is another 133 churches. So currently we're Colorado, Utah, and half of Wyoming, and Yellowstone is the other half of Wyoming, Montana, and a couple churches in Idaho. If we merged, they would all be one conference. We are already under one bishop. It's called an Episcopal area, and it's named the Mountain Sky Episcopal area. And we want, the plan is that instead of having two conference offices, two cabinets, two treasurers, Shelley, do you have an alter ego in the Yellowstone Conference?
I can't hear what she said.
You don't do anything in Yellowstone. But do you have somebody in Yellowstone who does the same things you do?
They have a volunteer committee that does what I do. They don't have an.
You have to replace Shelley with a whole committee, and I knew that. Shelley helped organize and put all that together. What, 750 registrants, you told me?
We had 750 people registered and many more that just showed up to attend for specific sessions that didn't register.
So Shelley was there before we got there, through the whole thing, keeping things going. You could see her if you glanced fast, because it would be a zoom. Just like a car going by real fast. She was gone. So she kept things running. We did a lot of good things. You mentioned several of the important things that you saw that were happening. The reentry prison ministry, the mother's room for babies and moms, especially set up, and the baby boxes. Do you want to say something about the baby boxes real quick? I didn't warn you about this, but...
I'm going to try to bring one in if none of you have ever heard of it. Baby Box is it's almost primarily just in the United States right now, but it's a company that makes, it's a box. I mean, you look at it and you think it's a box, but it's a very large box, and it's got a mattress in it, and it comes with diapers and wipes and things, and they give them out to families that are in poverty levels and have new children that have no place to put them, that don't have cribs or beds. It's a safe place for them to put their baby down to sleep when they need it. And so Baby Box was kind enough to send us 6 of them. We had some on a display table in the vendor area, and then we also had them in the mother's room that Peter referred to this year, because we have so many new mothers, and we've always got the issue of where to go nurse. So we created a room special for them, and we had the boxes in there for them to put the babies down when they wanted to sleep. So it's an exciting program, and I've got a couple extras that I took back to the office, so I'll bring one in so everybody can see what it is.
Okay. And that's part of that beloved community, reaching out and helping where you don't think about that, but a family that doesn't have enough money for even food, how are you going to buy cribs and diapers and mattresses and things? So how do we do that? And beloved community means we are connected. The different areas that we went, we explored food, we explored food pantries, we explored community gardens. I explored water and the necessity of water. Third world countries, I don't know if you're aware that in the United States, our water is all safe to drink. Flint, Michigan being an item that we would discuss separately. But around the world, they do not have that pleasure. They don't have that opportunity. So just to be aware of how we are about that and what we want to do with that. Shelley, thank you so much for your input and for your good hard work. We ought to acknowledge Shelley because she's the registrar, so she has to put up with us clergy that don't get registered right and keep everything in order and have all of the name badges right, and it all flows beautifully. So Shelley is very well organized. You should know that we did split, during conference we always split into laity and clergy at one session, and that's because the clergy have to do some of the business gatherings. For example, pastors that are on sick leave past the normal time, we have to approve whether or not we continue that. Pastors that are at special appointment. One of my colleagues in ministry is the president of a seminary. He is still a clergy member of our conference, but we approve of him serving in this other location. So there's those little bits and pieces. By the way, Will Morris has applied for a leave of absence, and we approved that. I don't know any of the other details on it. Some of you may know something about that. But those are the kinds of things that we do as business, and the lay people also have a laity session, and they spend a little bit of time. But it's that time of nuts and bolts, but it's also a time to pause, and we reflected on some of the hurts and some of the pains and some of the losses. We remembered some of the clergy that have passed, some of the people that have died. But the baptisms, as Pia alluded to, it's the first time we've had baptisms of the clergy family at the annual conference. And they had the babies baptized. And then they took the babies to different places, and everybody went up, and the baby was there goo-gooing at you, and the water was there, and you could touch the water and smile at the baby. It was life, and it was life-giving. We celebrated that, and we celebrated, and I was not able to attend the ordination service because I was in Johnstown with their special celebration. But we celebrated new people coming into the ministry, ordained as elders. And I do not know all of them, and I don't know the percentage, but there were more females than males, which has been the trend now for a handful of years. So we're continuing to work in that direction. We're continuing to be about growing and diversifying. And we had people of color. We had people of all different kinds coming into the conference. It was a beautiful and diverse gathering, and it was celebration. It was celebration. What did you say to me exactly, Shelley? You said the emails that came in said it was one of the best conferences they had experienced in a lot of years. And so something's happening. There's a spirit alive, and we're glad for that. You need to know that you are part of 60,000 members in just the Rocky Mountain Conference. That's a lot of people to write birthday notes to. But we're working together, and we're doing great things together. And we need to remember that, and we need to build that, and we need to share that with the world that doesn't have that. Remember the scripture: I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick, you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me. We are working at those. We are living those. The bishop is guiding us in those. May we be blessed. May we be Christian. Amen.